This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi. In his press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India-Vietnam relations have expanded and deepened, and in the last 10 years, the relations have been given a shape of comprehensive strategic partnership. After the talks, both leaders virtually inaugurated the Army Software Park at Telecommunications University in Nha Trang, Vietnam. It is a collaboration project between India and Vietnam. India has provided grant assistance of $5 million for the project. Both sides also signed and exchanged MOUs for cooperation in customs capacity building, agricultural research and education, maritime heritage, medicinal plants, and also in the legal field. Prasar Bharati and Voice of Vietnam exchanged MOU for cooperation in radio and television. Both sides also exchanged MOUs on credit line agreement and restoration of Mai Son, UNESCO World Heritage Site in Vietnam. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the working of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare. Initiating the discussion, Randeep Singh Surjewala of the Congress criticized the government for not being able to fulfill the promise of doubling farmers' income by 2022. Surendra Singh Nagara of the BJP said the government implemented the Swaminathan Committee report for the welfare of the farmers. V. Vijay Sai Reddy of YSRCP expressed concern that agricultural lands are being converted to non-agricultural use. 16 additional commodities have been included under price monitoring by the Department of Consumer Affairs from today. Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi stated this while launching the price monitoring system mobile app version 4.0 today. Daily prices of 22 commodities were already being monitored by the department. With today's addition, the total monitored commodities will be 38. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, quoting top army officials, has said all survivors at Mundakai, one of the worst hit areas of Tuesday's landslide in Wayanad, have been rescued. Addressing media persons in Wayanad this afternoon, the Chief Minister, however, said more people are still missing. Steps will be taken to rehabilitate the affected people and to ensure that the education of their children is not affected. Police sources said 260 persons have lost their lives so far. Meanwhile, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, reached the landslide-affected Churalmala area this afternoon. In Himachal Pradesh, there have been reports of significant damage due to heavy monsoon rains and cloudbursts at three locations last night. 55 people have been missing and two fatalities have been reported. In the Manikaran Valley of Kullu district, the Parvati River surge swept away a four-story vegetable market building at Chhat. The dam of Malana Power Project 1 burst, trapping 3 to 4 people on the project's ground floor, with a total of 10 people missing in the district. In Bihar, at least 10 people lost their lives due to lightning strikes in the last 24 hours. In Gaya, maximum 5 casualties have been reported, followed by 3 deaths in Jehanabad and 2 in Rohtas district. The majority of the casualties occurred when lightning struck people working in the fields in the ongoing Kharif season. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incidents. The Disaster Management Department asked people to remain cautious during rains and lightning. In 2024 Paris Olympics, mixed fortune for Indian contingent on day 6. Shooter Swapnil Kosale secured India's third bronze medal at the Paris 2024 Olympics shooting competition after finishing third in the men's 50-meter rifle three positions final at the National Shooting Centre at Châteauroux. The 28-year-old shooter finished third with 195 in standing after 156.8 in the prone and 153.3 in the kneeling rounds. He has become the first Indian shooter to win an Olympic medal in the men's 50-meter rifle three positions event. However, in women's 50-meter rifle three positions, both Anjum Modgil and Swift Kaur failed to reach the qualifying round, finishing with a score of 196 after kneeling series. That puts Anjum in ninth position, which is one spot below the qualification places. Swift Kaur Samra, on the other hand, is totally at sea. She has a total score of 193 and is placed 25th. And with that, we end this news bulletin.